Yeah, I didn't think I was gonna feel so satisfied with my decision, but the book is actually turning out to be pretty good. Like, I have been into true crime a little bit here and there, but the topic of the Yakuza hasn't crossed my mind too much in general. But when I was looking at the Japan section of the bookstore, I saw this novel and it seemed pretty interesting. Although this was like really my first time ever buying books for myself, I think I did pretty good. Yeah, so I'm only on the prologue as of now, but it was talking about how this Yakuza boss named Tadamasa Goto was kicked out of the group because he was just being irresponsible, like missing meetings and making a mess of things. And the other Yakuza members got sick of him, so they kicked him out. And the author spoke about how he celebrated this news with his mentor because they did not like him either. Goto was the head of like the biggest Yakuza group in Japan at the time, like late to early, no, not early, late to mid 2000s-ish. So it was huge news at the time. Yeah. You haven't found anything good to read lately, have you? We should go back to the bookstore together sometime. I could help you pick something out. Baby? I've been rambling to you for like the past 2 minutes and you've just been staring at your phone the whole time. I could have told you that I won the lottery, or that I got arrested, and you would just go, Come on. Al menos dame la mitad de la atención que le das a tu ser. Man. I can't compete with that thing, can I? There's no way I'm losing to a 6-inch rectangle right now.
Te extraño. Pues estás al lado mío, pero siento que no estás aquí.
What's on your phone that's so interesting, huh?
Let me see. What's got your attention this much?
Online shopping?
Really?
While I'm talking to you? Crazy. That is crazy work. How dare you? You're making me compete with the cardigan?
Pues sí, está lindo, pero Dios mío. ¿No puedes ver esa cosa más tarde?
How about, okay, if you give me some attention now, I'll buy you that cardigan.
Suena como un trato bastante justo. Y también una oportunidad muy buena para conseguir una Rebeca gratis, ¿no?
Just saying. Whether or not you want to accept my offer is up to you. All I want is just some attention. Maybe some cuddles. Or a kiss or two. That'd be kind of nice.
¿Quién es él? ¿El chico que te acaba de mandar ese mensaje?
David.
¿Y con un corazón al lado de su nombre? Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Te acaba de mandar un mensaje sobre una reunión esta noche. ¿Nunca me dijiste que tenías una reunión? ¿Es de trabajo o qué? ¿La decidieron hoy?
¿Y te olvidaste?
¿En serio? Ya veo. ¿Puedo ver? Pásame el celular. Dale. Déjame ver.
Okay. These conversations are just work related.
Pero ¿por qué tiene un corazón en su nombre?
That's really why. Okay. I believe you. It's just. I don't like seeing another guy with a heart next to his name. I know it doesn't mean what I thought it meant. It still made my stomach drop. I know it sounds stupid, but I couldn't help but feel that way. And I just don't like it. I know it's nothing, but like, it still feels weird. Like, why a heart, though? Es que se siente un poco innecesario, ¿sabes? Do you think you could at least, change it? Just for my peace of mind.
Sí, quería ver tu celular por esa razón. Sé que suena raro, estúpido, pero.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be that guy. It just felt weird.
I understand if my reaction bothered you. I don't want to make it seem like I don't trust you.
I do. It's just that notification felt very unusual and. Ya sé que estuvo mal.
No era mi intención hacerte sentir así.
It's okay. No. You don't need to run everything by me. I don't want to be controlling. It's just the heart emoji on that guy kind of ticked me off and. Huh? You're just messing with me.
Qué loca que sos. You gotta stop doing that. You scare me sometimes.
I'm sorry. For being invasive or weird about something that isn't a big deal. I didn't mean to overreact the way I did.
I have nothing to worry about. ¿Estás segura? Decime la verdad, no te moleste mucho, ¿no? It's okay if it did. Okay. Lo siento. I don't know. Yeah, I know I deserve that. Can you come here? I just want to feel you next to me. I want to make sure you're with me, not anywhere else. Yeah. I feel better. I just got all up in my head. I'm sorry. No te vayas, por favor. Solo quédate aquí conmigo por un poco. Dios mío. No puedo creer que hice todo eso solo por un emoji.
Yes, I feel embarrassed.
Please don't tell anyone. Sí, ya sé, ¿viste? Nunca pregunto por tu celular. Nunca quise meterme en tu celular así. Pero vi esa notificación y pensé, ¿quién carajo es ese chico? ¿Y por qué nunca he escuchado su nombre si tiene un corazón al lado?
And not to mention the contents of the message.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you of tonight's meeting and I wanted to ask, blah, 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 you know?
And since you haven't mentioned a meeting tonight, I got really confused and just kind of spiraled, I guess.
But it was irrational. And I'm sorry. What is that meeting about, though?
Like, just out of curiosity.
No quiero que sientas que tienes que explicarte si no quieres.
But you said it wasn't decided on until today, so... What happened? I just want to know.
Ah, ya veo. Ese tiene sentido.
Is the meeting in person, or...? Ah, that sounds like a pain. What time do you have to be there?
Oh, okay.
Well, if you're exhausted afterwards, I can make dinner. Or we could just order something. I'm serious.
Ya trabajaste mucho. Y ahora tenés que lidiar con una reunión al final minuto.
Making sure you don't have to worry about dinner is like the least I could do. I want to help you relax and have a nice night. Maybe when you come back, we could watch something and not worry about anything and do absolutely nothing.
I don't know about you, but that sounds perfect to me.
But we can do whatever you want. Anything you feel like doing.
Yeah?
Thank you for putting up with me. I appreciate the way you handled that situation.
And I'll work on it.
Come here. I love you.
Ahora guarda el celular y quédate acá conmigo. Solo por ahora al menos. Ya sé que vas a estar ocupado más tarde.
No es justo.
Pero está bien. Cuando vuelvas, me voy a asegurarte que descanses bien.
Yeah, next time I'll make sure to think twice before crashing out over an emoji. Yeah.
Te quiero, mi amor precioso.